Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. IELTS Speaking Part 2. Describe a person who is very good at sports. The IELTS speaking test evaluates candidates on several crucial criteria, such as fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Among the topics commonly encountered in Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test is describe a person who is very good at sports. This guide will explore frequently asked questions related to this topic, provide a detailed sample response, and offer valuable tips to maximize your score. Common questions in Part 1. Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test focuses on familiar topics like hobbies, family, and daily routines. Here are some questions you might encounter related to sports. Do you enjoy playing any sports? What sports are popular in your country? Did you play any sports when you were younger? Sample question and answer. Question: do you enjoy playing any sports? Answer: yes, I thoroughly enjoy playing badminton. I started playing it during my high school years and have continued ever since. It's an excellent way to stay physically active and socially engaged with my friends and family. Part 2, long turn. Cue card and response. Cue card: describe a person who is very good at sports. You should say who this person is, what sports they are good at, how you know them, and explain why you think they are so good at sports. Sample answer. The person I would like to describe is my cousin, Jack. He is incredibly talented when it comes to sports, especially basketball and swimming. Jack has been interested in sports since he was a child. He started with swimming at the age of 6 and then picked up basketball during his middle school years. I got to know him more closely because we often competed in local sports events together. Jack's exceptional athleticism can be attributed to his dedication and rigorous training schedule. He swims for at least 2 hours every morning and practices basketball drills in the evening. This consistent practice has turned him into a formidable athlete. One reason I believe he excels in sports is his mental fortitude. Besides being physically fit, he possesses a strong competitive spirit and is always focused on improving his skills. His commitment to maintaining a balanced diet and a healthy lifestyle further enhances his performance. In essence, Jack exemplifies what it means to be disciplined and passionate about sports, making him an inspiration not just to me, but to everyone who knows him. Additional questions. Question: how does this person inspire you? Answer: Jack inspires me through his unwavering commitment and hard work. His ability to balance academics, social life, and rigorous training is truly admirable. Observing his discipline motivates me to take my own pursuits, whether academic or athletic, more seriously. Part 3, two-way discussion. Conversation topics. In Part 3, the discussion becomes more abstract and evaluative. Questions may revolve around the broader implications of sports on society and personal development. Question: how important is it for young people to engage in sports? Answer: engaging in sports is crucial for young people for several reasons. Firstly, it promotes physical health and helps in combating childhood obesity. Secondly, sports instill valuable life skills, such as teamwork, leadership, and discipline. These skills are transferable to other areas of life, such as academics and future careers. Additionally, participating in sports can enhance one's emotional well-being by reducing stress and anxiety. Question: do you think professional athletes are good role models for young people? Answer: professional athletes can be excellent role models, provided they exhibit positive behavior both on and off the field. Athletes who demonstrate fair play, perseverance, and community engagement can significantly influence young individuals. However, it's essential for the media and educators to highlight both the positive attributes and the challenges athletes face, ensuring a balanced perspective for youngsters. Key vocabulary and phrases. Enhance your response with the following high-level vocabulary and phrases. Athleticism, athleticism, the physical qualities of an athlete, such as strength, fitness, and agility. Example: her athleticism was evident during the intense basketball game. Mental fortitude, the ability to focus and remain resilient in the face of challenges. Example: his mental fortitude allowed him to excel in competitive sports. Competitive spirit, a strong desire to be more successful than others. Example: she has a competitive spirit that drives her to succeed. Rigorous, extremely thorough and accurate. Example: He follows a rigorous training schedule to maintain his fitness. Commitment, the state of being dedicated to a cause or activity. Example, his commitment to sports has made him a top athlete. Tips for high scores in speaking. Fluency and coherence. Practice speaking smoothly without too many pauses. Organize your thoughts logically. Lexical resource. Use a wide range of vocabulary related to sports and personal characteristics. Grammatical range and accuracy. Use different tenses, complex sentences, and ensure grammatical accuracy. Pronunciation. Ensure clear articulation and correct pronunciation of words. Regular practice and recording yourself to evaluate these aspects can also be helpful. Additionally, incorporate other useful resources like IELTS speaking cue cards and Part 3 discussion topics related to wine. Describe a person who is a good team player or a place where you go to spend time with friends. By following this guide, you can effectively prepare for your IELTS speaking test and enhance your chances of achieving a high band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.